The Red River Farm Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Seed treatments are valuable tools, especially with the cold, wet soils seen in the northern states. New farm product manager Tom Kroll sees the need to prevent resistance in seed treatments. Combining products can circumvent the resistance threat.
The other is to combine it with a biological. And so not only chemical combinations, but biologicals. Whereas early on, the chemical will protect the plant to get it going. But as that chemical degrades is where those resistant population really takes over. And that's where the biological comes in hand, because it comes in later into the season and then protects that plant later in the season to establish and prevent against those resistant critters.
Regulatory pressure is another risk. Kroll says these products should be used judiciously.
And oftentimes what we find is the real critical issue that we find, and this goes back to the neonicotinoid insecticides, for example, is that the issue is not with normal use of those. The issue is with dust coming off from the seed treatment. And so what we find is that the best method to prevent that is to use a polymer along with the seed treatment. That way it prevents that dust from flying into the air, into the environment, and in this case, killing bees, which was obviously is not a target of ours. We want to make certain that the material stays onto the seed and it gets into the ground.
As dairy farm-